Race fans, it's that time of the year. 60 Brisker Formula One stock cars, 27 national hot rods, 32 national mini stocks. It could just be the meeting of the year at Vauxhall Stadium in 2017.
No points for the Thunder 500. The points has all been done and decided. So we talk about the racing at Vauxhall being pure racing, even purer this time. It's who wants it the most.
It is. We spoke about it last week, and at the time we were talking about it. It's a Marmite meeting for a lot of drivers. Some want to attend it just to get the cars dialed in last minute for the World Championship. Some of them don't want to come anywhere near it because they're you know, fearful that they might get damage or problems that they simply can't cure in time. But that philosophy has kind of gone out the window. We've got 27 national hot rods booked in for this. Clearly the guys want track time. Clearly they want to sort of see how much better, if they can improve the cars. The one thing we do know is, if the weather holds up as it's supposed to, conditions will be pretty much the same as they will be for Speed Weekend. So I think they're using it as a marker, and hopefully they'll get the track time they need and come through with the results.
Just looking at the points ahead of Speed Weekend, Chris Hurd of Newmarket, who we talked about a lot this season because he's been back on form, narrowly missing out.
That's right. Yes, you know, last minute there. You know, it sort of went a little bit awry, but at the end of the day, I don't think Chris will be worried about that. We know that Kim Weaver is a very fast driver, and Kim is always there or thereabouts. So Kim took the points title, but I don't think Chris will be too worried about finishing second there. I think if anything, it might put him in a different perspective, keep him hungry and going for that title.
Such a prestigious race, the Thunder 500, but on the Brisker F1 stock cars front, what a turnout!
It's phenomenal. I mean, at the beginning of the week, we began to get alarm bells when we knew we had a booking of 52, and then yesterday it crept up to the 60 mark. So, you know, as we were saying, this is their one and only chance, really. Their Formula One World Championship is here in Ipswich on Saturday, September the 16th. This is their only chance for track time before that event. It's been a year since they were last here for last year's Thunder 500, so this is the one they've got to make count. So the thing is, now there's so many of them, they're all going to be tripping over each other. We know what Brisker Formula One action is like. It's hard, it's frantic, it's full contact. So are they going to get those brakes to really dial the cars in, or is it going to be, you know, melee? It's going to be fantastic.
For the spectators watching as well, when you get the noise from those V8 Chevrolet engines, it's hair standing up on the back of the neck type of thing, isn't it?
They sure do. I mean, again, look at me again. I've got goosebumps on my arms already. You know, Brisker Formula One stock cars, if you've never seen them before, they are an incredible vehicle. They're powered by V8 Chevrolet small or large block engines. They're incredibly fast. They're noisy, but the sound is absolutely gorgeous. They sound fantastic, as any American engine does. And when they get the power down on a dry surface and on a hot night, you know, the action is spectacular.
Who's kind of leading the way on the stock car front at the moment?
Well, of course, we've got defending champion there, you know, Frankie Wayman Jr. But there's so many, you know, top guys there at the moment. You've got Dan Johnson. There's so many very fast drivers. You know, you've got Stuart Smith Jr. All of those guys can, on their night, can really do it. I mean, Frankie has a liking for Vauxhall and does particularly well here. You know, he's certainly won races here before. It's all different this year because Rob Speak has retired from the sport. So there's another sort of opening there for another superstar status. But yeah, the racing will be frantic like it always is. And I'm sure there'll be one or two Dutch visitors as well wanting to dial their cars in too.
You've got the National Mini Stocks of Vauxhall also this weekend. It's going to be tough, really, for Mildenhall Raceway to compete, but it's going to try. National Saloon Stock Cars, the bangers there as well.
Yes, I mean, you're absolutely right. A lot of our fans are now going to be, you know, tied which way they're going to go. I mean, National Saloon Stock Cars, it always does have quite a following, and the fans are very loyal to that sport, so no doubt they'll want to be at Mildenhall. They'll want to see action on the Shale. It's going to be a very hot and dusty night, but I'm sure the racing will be there as fantastic as it always is with the National Saloons. Again, it's crucial to them because it's getting towards their European Championship that comes up next month. So again, those guys need track time and, you know, find out just how their cars are going to be. They've come through the winter and the spring where we've we've had wet conditions. Now the weather's turning. Now's the time to dial the car in for what could well be in July for them too.
And an annual visit this weekend at Mildenhall from the V8 Hot Stocks. Tell us about that particular formula.
Well, that formula, they were born really very much out of Brisker Formula One. I mean, really, we've got them all coming down to Suffolk this weekend. The Hot Stocks was launched round about the late 70s, early 80s, and it was basically designed to be a more affordable or budget type of Brisker Formula One stock car. They're powered by the Rover V8 engines. They're very, very quick. In terms of similarity, they're very similar to a Brisker Formula One stock car. A lot of the chassis are built by the same people, but the running gear is different, the tyres are different, the wheels are different, and of course the power plant is different. But it doesn't take anything away from Hot Stocks at all. If you've seen them before, again, they're big, they're noisy, and you know, they're all action.
Another quality field of drivers have been assembled for that one, including, which is nice to see, Sophie Maynard and Phoebe Wayman, both title holders in their time.
They are. Both these girls are, you know, are phenomenally good drivers in the V8 class, and they're not afraid of anyone, and they've proved that by winning titles. They began in the National Mini Stocks that we see at Ipswich on Saturday night. Again, they were dominant in those classes. Now they've worked their way up to the V8 Hot Stocks. Again, they're winning championships and taking on the guys. I expect in time they'll move into full flight Brisker Formula One, and there'll be no reason why they can't hold their own against them. We've seen ladies racing in Brisker Formula One before, and every one of them has been successful, so there's no reason why they won't follow in the same vein.
Back to the Thunder 500, though, and do you want to jinx a driver? Who's your money on?
Well, I was almost jinxing Aaron on Saturday, wasn't I? Well, in terms of the Thunder 500 itself, just throwing the form book out completely out, there is a possibility that our very own Billy Wood may be coming back to race on Saturday night. I've heard a whisper about that this morning. Billy will come back fresh, probably hungry, probably wanting to maybe prove a point or two. So he'll probably be taking it to the guys that are up there at the moment. But anything can and will happen on Saturday night. We know that. We've seen that before. Will Kim sort of keep on the same vein where he is? Will he keep very, very fast? Will Chris find the extra little bit? It will get all the tongues wagging on Saturday night. So this is where really the next fortnight of buzz and activity really starts towards that World Championship on July the 2nd.
If you do the double, the Thunder 500 and the World Championship on July the 2nd, does that mean you don't buy a drink for the rest of the year, or does that mean you have to buy everybody a drink? I don't know how it works.
Well, I'd certainly hope if someone does a double, they're going to buy me a drink, having done that. But anything's possible in oval racing, as we all know. And dreams are made and they are shattered. And I think whatever happens on Saturday night will set a marker for the World Championship. But this is where I'm putting my neck on the line. I'm still going to go with what I was saying on Saturday, that this year, I don't know why, but I just have this feeling that the winner of the World Hot Rod Championship will come back from a little bit further down the ranks, a little bit further down the grid. Somebody out there is going to be thinking of the 75 laps. They're going to be setting the car up for 75 laps, because it's all very easy to get the car fast to start with, then it slows off, or it's very easy to get it wrong and start off with the car slow, and then by the time you get the speed out of it, you're running out of pace and running out of laps. I think somebody out there is going to find something from a little bit further back than what we expect, and we could well have a surprise winner. I might be wrong, but it's just an inkling that I have for this year.
We shall see. Well, fingers crossed for what surely will be a couple of great meetings coming up at Vauxhall Stadium. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Graham.